for the last number of years, I've had a lot of referrals to the County Managers Association, and because I'm on the National Councillors Association myself, and I actually was on the executive for the last 2 years, I've heard reference to that association quite often. And basically, what it seems to me is that the County Manager Association now seems to become an extension of the department in Dublin, whereas like the county managers throughout the country are sort of like agents acting from the department, where one would sound the other out, and through this policy would be formed, because as a lot of people say, sometimes the real power stands with the permanent government. But I'm being inquisitive about it, and I do believe maybe the manager might have a lot more information for us as councillors, because recently you have the issues regarding rates and that coming up in businesses asking questions, and they're putting fair demand, and rightly so, on councillors coming up to the next budget meeting.
In terms of the rates, one of the main points of contention over the past number of years has been that businesses have been expected to make up the balance once the local government fund has been allocated. The property tax was suggested as a way of alleviating that situation. However, the concern now is that the government will effectively cut back its funding, replace it with a property tax, and put the same pressure on businesses before. Is that a concern of yours?
Oh, absolutely. And I suppose I would find it coming from both the business sector. And recently the Chamber of Commerce and the LBFA have called for real and meaningful cuts to the rates in order to sustain jobs within business. But also, the more and more when you meet householders, they're all querying out as to what they're going to get for this household charge. And there is an expectation that this would be additional funding given to the councils in order to provide proper services, roads, water, all the different types of services, library services, that this would be an addition. But the feeling is on the ground from everybody, and this is something the Chamber of Commerce will be asking, both here and IBEC and everybody else is asking, is this an addition to the local government fund, or is it a case that the local government fund will be cut by the amount that's brought in the household charge, which means we're back to square one. Basically, people are just paying extra tax to, let's say, pay off the banks or to make up the shortfall in the national budget. And these are the type of questions people are asking, and we do need to ask them now before the budgets.